Om Shanti. 5th June 2019, Wednesday. Today's slogan: a forgiving person is one who becomes merciful and continues to give blessing to all. A forgiving person is one who becomes merciful and continues to give blessing to all. To pardon, to forgive somebody is an act of mercy, and to forgive someone takes a lot of courage, and a very big heart is needed to forgive someone. A forgiving person is one who becomes merciful. So Baba is saying, one who can forgive, he becomes merciful and he continues to give blessings to all. So the art of forgiving, the art of forgiving is one of the important art to be learned in this elevated Brahmin life, because there are so many souls with whom we have strong karmic accounts. Suddenly somebody would come who would be disrespectful, who would hurt, who would mistrust, who would deceive, and then we have to use this power of forgiveness, because we are looking only at one birth, and that's why it appears injustice. But when we have the knowledge of three aspects of time, then we understand that whatever that is happening is the result of karmic account, and that's why I have to forgive. Baba has mentioned about forgiveness many times in many murlis. And one of the questions which is often asked is, why should we forgive others? Why should we forgive others? Because we are ancestors, we are progenitors, we are the forefathers of this world. That's why we are elder, and that's why we have to forgive. That is one reason why we have to forgive others. We are the world benefactor. Because we are world benefactor, we cannot think that something wrong should happen to anyone. That's why we have to forgive, because we are Vishwa Kalyankari, we are world benefactor. Then why should we forgive others? Because they have forgiven us for many reasons. Even if they have not, God Himself has forgiven us for many reasons. So, taught by the power that pities me, I learned to pity them. There's one English author who talks about non-vegetarian food. He says, no flock that ranged this valley as to slaughter I condemned. Taught by the power that pities me, I learn to pity them. No flock means flock of sheep. No flock that range. Range means wandering. Those animals wandering in this valley, to slaughter, to kill them, I do not condemn. I am not against killing any animal. I can kill them and eat them. But taught by the power that pities me, there is a power above me and that pities me, I learn to pity them. So, there is a power above me that has shown mercy upon me, and that's why I show mercy upon others. There is a power above me which has forgiven me, and that's why I forgive others. That's another reason that we need to forgive others. What else? These are the orders or directions of one father. Baba has told us to do this. That's why we have to do it. What else? It's good to gain to clean your heart. Because when we have not forgiven someone, our heart is full of impurity. It's shown in the great epic Ramayana that Bharat, he doesn't forgive his mother Kaikeyi till the end. Even though Sri Ram has forgiven her, there is no question of forgiveness. He doesn't think she is guilty at all. So, but even when they come back from their exile after 14 years and they are entering the chamber, Ram says, I will first enter the chamber of Kaikeyi. And Bharat stands outside. He says, I will not come. Or rather, he doesn't say that, but he doesn't come because he had made a pledge that I will not call you mother again and I will not enter this chamber again. But Ram convinces him that no matter how bad your mother is, she has carried you for 9 months in her womb. She has sustained you with her blood. And that's why she is respectable no matter what she has done. And that's why you have to forgive her. And at that moment, he forgives her. Otherwise, he was not ready to even see her face. So it is to clean our own heart. Because so long as we have not forgiven others, there is a feeling of revenge. There is a feeling of hatred, dislike, grudge for somebody. A strong hatred, a strong dislike. One is known as hatred, another is strong dislike. One is nafrat, another is even worse than that is ghrina. So, we don't want such feelings to be in our hearts because we cannot do yoga with such feelings in heart. We cannot study knowledge with such evil feelings in heart. So it's because we want to cleanse our own heart. That's why we want to forgive others. What else? Why should we forgive others? We don't want to create. We want to neutralize all the account. I don't want to start any fresh account. If I entertain any evil feelings for somebody, I might have some new account. I want to neutralize whatever that has happened. I don't want to carry that forward anymore. Because there is no end to that. Because I will say something and then that person will say something. I will do something, that person will do something. And the war of words, the cold war, will go on and on and on and on. There is no end. And that's why I want to neutralize the karmic accounts, the karmic bondages. I don't want to create fresh karmic accounts. That's why, let me forgive them. What else? Why should I forgive? So if you forgive, you are in fact, the greatest punishment for a sinner is pardon. The greatest punishment for a sinner is to forgive him. Okay, that. Then what else? Why should we forgive others? Those who have done wrong to me. Those who have hurt me. Those who have insulted me. Those who have plotted against me. Those who have deceived me. Those who have made a mockery out of me. Those who have laughed at me, derided me. Those who spoke against me, those who criticized me, those who opposed me. So why should I forgive them? Why should I? Every time I will only ask, forgive them. They are not going to get inspired. They have become hard-hearted. They don't derive. They are continuing to hurt. They have lost that sense that somebody is getting hurt because of me. But still I have to forgive them. Why? Okay, that is said already. For my own sake. For my own peace. For my own stabilization. For my own yoga. That's their sanskar. If they are so firm in their sanskar, I should be firm in my sanskar. Their sanskar is to hurt. My sanskar is to remain insulated. To remain unhurt. To remain strong. To remain... Because who are we? We are the son of ocean of mercy. We are the son of ocean of compassion. He is Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim. So He is the highest. Just so we are the children of that ocean. And that's why I have to be like Him. Just as Baba has forgiven everyone. He says so many times in Murli, you have done a lot of apakar. You have insulted me like anything. But yet I come and give you knowledge. I do upakar. In return of your apakar. In return of your insults. I do good to you. That's His nature. That is His habit. It is God's habit to forgive. So we have to inculcate this new habit of forgiving. Jesus Christ on the crucifix, He looks at them. Who are those people who are crucifying Him? They are the ones whom He healed. They are the ones whom He helped. They are the ones whom He raised from the dead. They are the ones whose sickness He cured. They are the ones whom He gave eyes and they were blind. They are the ones who spent all His times in teaching them. Teaching the highest knowledge. They are the ones whom He preached the message of peace. They are the ones whom He taught love. And what they did in return? They crucified Him. That's what He got for all that He did for them. And yet He says, Lord, they know not what they are doing. Forgive them. They know not what they are doing. So what sort of heart is this? In the similar manner, there is another Sufi saint, Mansur. What they did with him? Mansur. They killed him so brutally in the public. First his hands, then his legs, then his eyes. One part by part they killed him. And yet he was smiling all the time. Yet only one mantra, Anhal Haq, Anhal Haq, Anhal Haq. That's what the same thing he was chanting. Because they thought it is blasphemy, Dharma Glani. How can he say that he is Anhal Haq? This is the teaching of Vedanta. He was saying, I am Khuda, I am God. Anhal Haq, Anhal Haq. He had reached that stage where he used to feel that God is within me. But that is blasphemy. How can you talk like that in the Islamic world? So he was brutally killed. But what he did to them, he forgave them. He never had any grudges against them. What they did with Socrates? He was given poison. What was his crime? His crime was to speak truth. He spoke truth in the city of Athens. He was the only one who spoke truth. And those people, religious, so-called religious people, came to him and told him, stop speaking the truth. He said, no, I'll continue. And that's why he was poisoned. And he accepted that so lovingly. And he had no grudges. And he had no evil feelings for anyone. So these are the souls who are made up of what substance, we don't know. But probably, these are the souls who are might be right now in this Brahmin family. Somewhere Socrates, somewhere Aristotle, somewhere Plato, somewhere Plotinus. All these people, they were the people of fortitude, forbearance. They were the people of stoic resilience. So these people had shown extraordinary forgiveness. They forgave their enemies. So, why should we forgive? What are the reasons? We are very great. That's why we have to forgive. Only the great and the strong can forgive. Not others. Only the great, only the strong can forgive. Those who are weak, can they forgive others? Impossible. Those who are weak cannot. It said, though, the history doesn't mention, but books mentioned. History book doesn't, but other books mentioned. Prithviraj Chauhan, he forgave Muhammad Ghori 17 times. Books mentions only 2 times. the Battle of Turin 1 and Battle of Turin 2 in 1193 and 1294. But there are other anecdotes. They say that Muhammad Ghori was defeated almost 16 to 17 times. Every time he forgave him. Every time he had this Ghori asked for forgiveness, but then at the last moment he was deceived and he was defeated. So the mukhs mention there are only two. So why this act of forgiveness, from where it has come? Because they were kings, Rajputs. They had their own prestige. And if anybody comes and takes refuge, they would forgive. They would not kill any refugee. So that greatness of the heart was there in all these kings. So we are saints, that's why we should forgive. That we are kings, that's why we should forgive. We are prophets, that's why we should forgive. We are messengers of God, that's why we should forgive. We are the only begotten Son of God, that's why we should forgive. We are the Tirthankas. This Mahavir, Vardhaman Mahavir, his ears were nailed because he would not speak. And he was nailed and there was a bleeding. And yet he did not say anything to that person. Buddha was pelted with stones. He didn't say anything. Because these are the people who knew something more than what's in the world. They had some extraordinary knowledge of karmic accounts. They did not want to create any new fresh accounts. They knew that whatever that is happening to them is because of their own doings of the past. So they, any one of them, they never opposed anybody. Let them do whatever they want to do. As Baba says, truth ultimately wins. Truth is self-evident. You don't have to prove self or truth. Truth is beyond any proof. So, this act of forgiveness is a great act. And one must practice forgiveness every day. We have to forgive certain people. We have to ask for forgiveness from certain people. We have to forgive them, those who have done wrong to us. And we have to ask for forgiveness from them whom we have done wrong. So these are the two processes that should go on every day, almost every day. During every Amrit Vela, you should emerge those souls who have done wrong to you. You think you have done, they have done wrong to you. They think they are right. You have to forgive them. Because then only I will feel at peace. Otherwise I am restless. If I carry hatred for somebody, how can I be at peace? So I have to forgive them. Next is, I have to ask for forgiveness to all those whom I have hurt. To all those whom, against whom I plotted. Whom I showered with insults, abuses. So these are the two processes that should go on every day. So Baba is saying today, a forgiving person is one who becomes merciful. This is an act of mercy. And continues to give blessing to all. So this is today's slogan. Om Shanti.